This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 393 for Thursday, May 6th, 2021. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So,
we're pushing 400.
We're pushing 400, yeah.
No wonder I'm tired.
2 months, yes. Why did the stormtrooper drop out of school?
Why?
He was feeling a little aimless. So, unfortunately, the podcast did not land on May the 4th, but that's my May the 4th
there
joke
you go.
For you.
May the 4th be with you.
I've been saving that joke for like 3 months.
Well, and we also missed Cinco de Sadie.
Cinco de Sadie, yeah, there we go.
So, happy birthday to our friend Mercedes, whose birthday was yesterday. Lammy All-Stars.
Great.
We're going to go off script immediately.
Oh, man.
So we're going to talk about the two new colors in the Lammy All-Star. But first, Lammy Blue-Green, which has a little bit of a scandalous past.
Oh, sorry. Scandalous past.
It was a color of the year, and then it was discontinued. Then they brought it back. And now it's discontinued again.
Discontinued again?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So we have one, count it, one Lammy All-Star Blue-Green ballpoint, one rollerball, and one fountain pen left. They have been discontinued.
Coming back in a couple of years? Can I keep my poster? We've got a blue-green poster.
I know, and I like that poster. But anyway, we have one of each of the three pen types, and that's it. They have been removed from the price list. They sent us an email, said that they are sold out. So if you wanted one, this is your last chance.
Yeah, and we can put any nib on that too. I
mean, yes.
Extra fine, fine, medium, broad, left hand.
Correct. So
we
if
can put on there for you
wanted it, now's your chance. All right, so new is the Lammy Cosmic and the Lammy Azure. So
cool.
The Azure is kind of an icy blue. And the Cosmic is kind of a champagne-y, pearly color.
I love this azure. This is great.
And you've got the ballpoint.
I happen to have the ballpoint in front of me because
how funny is that? The first X many. I don't know how many of these we have. The
very
first,
limited supply.
Not nearly as many as we got last time. Yep. We have more pens than cases. But if you're the first 20 or 30 people to buy a fountain pen, you do get a matching sleeve.
Matching sleeve,
now, it's
yeah.
only the fountain
it's
pen.
It's only the fountain pen, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So there was not enough. Germany only had a very limited supply of these, and we were given an allocation, and that was it. So,
you know, they did the same thing with the Terra Red and the Savannah Green, but they made many, many more sleeves
they
for
did.
Those.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're still solid on those. So if you're looking at the Terra Red or the Savannah Green fountain pens, we still have the sleeves for those. So they gave us a ton. So
yeah, we got an extra.
It was great, really
batch.
Great. So, but this is nice. I like this azure. This case is just cool.
You don't get a case.
I don't get a case?
No.
Well, here,
this
give
is
me,
for paying customers.
Well, give me the fountain pen then. There.
This is for paying customers.
I bought these. They're paid for.
These are really pretty.
No, they're nice. They're nice. You know, we've liked the sleeves. They're nice soft. I don't know what you'd call that, but almost like a felt on the inside, thin felt. And they hold up really well, too. Amanda at the store has got one of these for her Terra, and she's been using it every day, and
it's
looks
a nice
great.
Touch. It's really, I've been really, really impressed with the new distributor and their communication, stocking levels at the warehouse. Just really a wonderful, wonderful change of pace. And this is a good color. Now, I know that there has been a little discussion that perhaps these are not brand new, never before seen colors. I think that there was talk that this was similar to, I think it was ice blue many, many years ago. And, but you know what? Maybe you've never collected before. Maybe this is new to you. It's a pretty color.
It's got
to
be probably a slightly different shade.
The non-collector price.
These
are the regular price.
Yeah.
So, if you like them, grab them. Ackerman Ink.
Yes. Cute little box.
Still, we have some that finally came in. We were waiting. Ackerman was waiting for their distributor of the bottles, their manufacturer of the bottles, to open back up. And so it's just your classic supply chain issue. They couldn't bottle things up because they didn't have the bottles, the bottler was closed, etc. We've gotten in one of three boxes.
Yeah. We got some.
We got some. We're still waiting on the other boxes, still tracking them. Don't know when they'll arrive. They have been mailed to us, but that's as far as we know.
Yeah, so we have the same issues that other people do. You know, I mean, we're waiting for stuff to get to us.
And, right.
And it hasn't gotten here yet, and we're tracking it, and we're, you know, patiently waiting. But we've started to get some back in, and we've got a plan in place to keep this hopefully in stock a little bit better, but it's always been popular. So if you don't see the color that you're looking for, just hang tight. We've got a lot of bottles coming.
Yes.
No way to identify when at this point.
Right.
They're still kind of stuck.
Definitely fill out the back in stock notice on the website, because these will go fast once they come in. Some colors are more popular than others, but
and those are the ones that are coming.
Yeah.
So the popular ones didn't come. So
if you are interested, definitely fill out that back in stock notice so that when they do arrive, you will be noticed. If you know, randomly check the site, let's say on Mondays, they could come in on Wednesday and be gone.
Yeah.
By the time you get around to Monday. So fill out that back in stock notice, and at least you'll know when they do arrive.
Yep. So I don't know which ones we got, quite frankly, because we were gone. We'll more on that later.
Yes.
But I know it was a small selection, kind of in the middle of the range to the end of the range. We've got, what have we got here, 29 and 28 in front of us here. So.
But the bottle is really cool. I know people just love the bottle.
It's great. It's got that little, this one is really pretty full.
The but little marble.
It's got the marble in it. Let's see if I can get some. No, I can't see it, but... very handy for filling your pen.
Yes.
It's wide opening at the top, so big
Which
pens with big nibs fit in there nice and easy, and you can get a nice deep deep well. So this is one of my closet favorite pens, and I don't know why, but I've always liked this pen.
Why is it a closet favorite?
Well,
you just aren't public about it?
I'm not public about it. I didn't actually buy one, but
what?
I've always liked this. The Faber-Castell Ambition Pearwood.
Yes.
I love this. I love this material.
Now, Faber does several woods as barrels.
Yeah.
The Andoro has the smoked oak. They have a new walnut in the Ambition. But the Pearwood is pretty, that it's just very warm.
It's a neat,
almost chestnut.
Orangey.
Yeah.
Orangish kind of color to it.
It's really pretty.
Really nice.
You
nice weight.
One.
I like the color. It's really, really nice.
I'll make you a good deal.
I bet you will. This is not a terribly expensive pen.
Nope.
It has Faber's real famous steel nib on here. Cool design on the nib. Cartridge converter, and it posts. It snaps on the post.
Yeah, I love that.
And even without posting, it's a decent length.
Also comes in a ballpoint and a rollerball.
But a nice, it's a classy looking pen. It's a little bit thinner.
Yep.
Some people do have a concern because there's a tiny step here, but there's a very short section. So if you grip down really, really far.
Well, it's too far and you get your fingers achy.
Yeah,
so you've got to step back a little anyway.
It's got a little bit of a different section. And,
yes.
You know, but I like it. I think it's a cool pen. It got a decent strong clip. But the Pearwood, just thought we would bring that out because it's just such a pretty color.
Okay.
And you know, and it's wood. It's actual wood. It's not, you know, a laminate or anything like that. I'm sure it's a laminate, but it's not a plastic or acrylic or
right.
anything that looks like wood. So
no, very cool.
Anyway, I have the Faber-Castell in wood. You know,
I can make that happen for you.
I bet you could. You might actually this afternoon. We'll see.
Okay.
So anyway, those are in stock. Ballpoint rollerball fountain pen.
Okay.
Extra fine, medium,
broad.
Coming soon, Kaweco All Sport in the new vibrant violet.
It did get pushed back a little bit.
Okay.
Because of, again, distribution chain issues. It did get pushed back a little, but it is coming. And so, pretty, pretty color. I do like that Kaweco is doing some new colors.
Something different.
A little bit of a, you know, limited run. I'm enjoying some of those pretty colors.
So... we can now, since we now can talk about it,
yes,
we don't have it yet, you can sign up for back in stock notice when they do come in. There will be all the usual nib sizes, extra fine, fine, medium, broad. I think it might actually come in a double broad, and I believe we might actually have ordered that.
Really?
Maybe. I have to check. I ordered this thing so long ago, I don't even remember. But that'll be cool. The Vibrant Violet coming out soon.
Okay. So. I'm going to go off script.
Great.
Speaking of purple, what also just came in? Twisby.
Twisby.
The Twisby Eco in lilac. We can start shipping those on Friday.
Tomorrow, yeah.
So, pretty color. Again, you know, kudos to Twisby. Nobody does short runs like Twisby. They keep it fresh constantly. New color. Occasionally, they'll be around for a little while, but I really like that they've made this really great value pen in all these fun colors. And they're like Skittles, you know.
It's affordable. You can collect them all. You can collect a few. We should mention there's a slight price increase that went up with Twisby last week. It kind of came out of the blue. But it's only on a few pens.
Yes. Twisby, actually, Philip had reached out and we had a conversation about it. Twisby has struggled with this for a while. I'm sure it's mostly because of COVID and supplies are limited. I mean, you know, factories are doing limited runs, whatever. But they have put off raising the price for, I think it was over a year.
Well, that and their shipping costs now.
Yes, and the shipping, the container ship, the containers from the container ships, their fees and their port fees have just skyrocketed. And Twisby had absorbed as much of the cost for as long as they could. But, you know, you've got to give them props again for such a small increase.
Yeah, I think so now that we've scared everybody away.
The Eco went up $2.
Yeah, went up $2. And the ALR, the ALs and the ALRs went up, the non-stubs went up $5.
To match the stub price.
And the pencil will be the same price.
That's it.
No increases on VAX, VAC minis. On the standard 580 is the same price. The minis are the same price. It's just the AL, ALRs, and the Ecos.
Nothing on the bottles, nothing on the ink. So they really tried to keep it as minimal a disruption as possible. And where else are you going to find a piston pen that writes like that for $33?
You're not. So absolutely not.
There you go.
I have one that's not on the script, but I wanted to bring it in.
Okay.
This here looks like an ordinary Lamy 2000 in Macrolon.
Yes, it does.
It looks exactly like one.
All right, what's the catch?
In fact, it is one.
Okay.
And look at this nib. You don't have your glasses on.
I'll hold it way out here.
This
you're just being a wise
is ass. The Lamy 2000 with an oblique medium nib.
What the hell is that? Wow.
So these just came in. I do have them on order in oblique broad and oblique double broad.
This is funky.
The oblique mediums came in this week. So they are available. They are the exact same price as every other nib. So if you've wanted to try an oblique or you really need an oblique or you want one, they are now available in oblique medium. I used to have an oblique broad on mine. I sold that a couple years ago. But it was really kind of a cool nib. And one of the few companies that actually do make a factory oblique. Aurora makes them and probably a couple others, but Mont Blanc, I'm sure. But oblique medium in Lamy 2000, I thought we'd point that out.
Okay.
The other ones will be coming at some point, but they're all kind of special order from Lamy. So when they come in, they come in. And in the meantime, that might be a good choice for some people.
Cool. All right.
So.
What else?
Last week was the virtual vintage pen show.
Yes. Aren't you glad it's over?
I was. Yes. Actually, I am. It was a lot of work. It was a lot of repairing pens. We had a great, great event in the store on Thursday. I think everybody waited until noon, and everybody came in at noon. And then by 1 o'clock, they had all left. But
well, you said you knew that we had a couple customers who arrived early and went across the street and had...
Yeah, they hung out at the bagel place and came in, and they were there right on time and picked up a bunch of pens. So the early bird did get the worm in some of these cases. There were some really great pens that sold in the store. But there were so many pens that on Friday morning when we put it in the mailer and sent it out, that there was just, I mean, there's still good stuff. But we sold over, I don't know what the final number is right now, but over 110 vintage pens between Thursday and, you know, this week.
That's awesome.
So there are still some really good pens. All the Esterbrooks are gone. We do have the Esterbrook desk sets and some of the other desk sets. There's still 51 desk set. There's still some 51s, some boxed pens, but some good stuff. We had a good time chatting with the folks in the store on Thursday.
And, you know, I only go to the store on Saturday, so I wasn't there. But it is nice to see traffic picking up in the store.
Yep, yep.
And I'd like to think that the local customers appreciated their shot at getting it before it went online, because I know that we have a couple regulars who come in and they're just constantly disappointed. So,
So no, it was nice. I quite liked it. It wasn't busy all day, but a lot of people came in right away at noon when we started. And
I like that they respected your time.
Yeah, yeah.
We said, let Dave and Amanda do the shipping. Let's get everything else ready.
Yeah,
and I like that nobody came in right at 9:30.
I really appreciated that, because you know we got to get everything out for everybody, get our packages out, and then we can devote all the time across the counter.
So. Well, especially if a customer wants to come in at 9:30, they can. But
yeah, absolutely. But
for
this particular event,
you needed all the counter space to put the pens out.
Yeah, yeah. We had two counters completely full. But it was a fun time. It was a good time, and chatting with people about some of these unique pens. And we'll see. I think we'll do it again, or maybe we won't. I mean, maybe let me know what you thought about it. Do you like it better than having a mailer every other week or every 3 or 4 weeks? A smaller mailer. Just let me know what you thought, and. And we'll go from there.
I thought it was great to get stuff out of the basement.
You can't even tell.
I know, but it's in
tell.
My head. I know that some are gone.
Yes, some are gone.
All right.
But on the flip side of that, so this past
weekend. We bought more.
We bought more. it was our anniversary.
11 years.
Always falls on the Chicago Pen Show weekend, so.
Yes, it's either... I think 1 year the Chicago show was like a later weekend, but for 10 of 11 years, our anniversary, including the year we got married, we were at the show.
Always
it's
at the show.
Always fallen during either pen show prep, the actual show, or the day or two after, and we're just in literal physical recovery mode. So it was last year we didn't do anything because of COVID.
Right.
It was new lockdown, but this year we actually were not getting ready for a show. We were not at a show. I guess you were recovering from the virtual show, but I have to confess it was really nice.
Yeah. So we took a little trip. We did some antique hunting. I did buy another desk set. Against my own better judgment, I even said, I'm trying to get rid of these, but I bought another one.
It's cool.
Another Esterbrook desk set. Actually, I bought two, because I bought a Schaefer desk set that I can't figure
You've
out.
You've never seen
I've never
before.
Seen this. It's a Schaefer dip, fineliner dip set. And from what I understand, it was fillable from a special bottle.
There are a couple local antique malls that we've gone to over the course of the years.
Hundreds of times.
And... You know, it's good to go to someplace familiar, but it's also it makes you a little jaded when you know what's going to be around the next corner.
Well, you know, there are some, like the local antique mall. I used to go there when I was in college, and then I moved to Florida for a while and came back. And I am sure, as of the last time we were there, maybe, I don't know how many months ago, there are things there that were there when I was still in college because I still see them. Oh, there's that green pen that's broken with, you know, I mean, so.
So to go someplace new was really It was really good. It was really good for the soul. We almost got lost in one of the antique malls.
We did. Yes. That was fun.
Couldn't find our way out.
Picked up a couple of neat things. This one's a little bit unusual. And I know you're thinking, well, this is not a pen. This is the Eversharp Webster Dictionary indexed. And then on the back, it actually has the Eversharp Pen Company, a division of the Parker Pen Company in Janesville, Wisconsin.
That's interesting.
So a little promotional small dictionary that Parker Eversharp put out, stamped their name on it. It's kind of cute. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. If someone's interested in it,
It's a vest pocket dictionary.
Shoot me an email and it can be yours for the, I'm not asking a fortune for it, but neat little dictionary. Piece of ephemera with the Parker name on it. Eversharp name on it.
Very cool.
So cute little book.
All right. What else did you get?
Nice little rocker blotter. Mm-hmm. I realize we just had one and we just sold it, but this one I couldn't pass up. Nice marble. It's got this nice brown on the end.
I do like the marbling. Yeah. That's pretty.
Nice heavy blotter.
It's heavy.
Yeah. No. Family friendly. nice. I like the brown on there.
No chips. It's all in good shape.
Let's see. It seems to be in pretty decent shape. There's a little bump maybe in the corner, but not too uncommon with some of these.
But often something that heavy you will find has had some chips knocked out of it because it's fallen.
It has likely fallen at some point in its life.
All right. So show off some of your gems. Now,
are these,
I've got you on video. Are these yours? Are these going to be for sale? What's the status of these, Mr. Anderson?
We shall see. This particular one here that I'm going to show, it may actually be for sale. So I got a couple of dip pens.
Brian's got a thing for Aiken Lambert and Fairchild dip pens. We should count sometime.
We should not count how many I have. That would be a bad idea. I like these. They're just elegant, and they're usually very well made. And it's just from another time. So we picked this one up, Mother of Pearl Taper on this one. Grishaber from Chicago.
Which you like.
Which I love. Yeah, I'm a big Grishaber fan, and even more so if you can find a dip pen by them, which is pretty tough. But a nice little Grishaber. And then moving up the scale, this lovely Aiken Lambert,
which
number two,
love.
Which I love, and what I believe to be the correct holder because it is marked. It's not marked Elko like they usually are, but most of them were marked with a number for the size of nib. But this one has an ebonite wood taper on it, which is kind of nice. And then the piece de la resistance. This guy, which has a, broken box.
But it comes with a box.
But it came with a box, which is more than a lot, yeah.
And what is this?
This is a lovely Leroy Fairchild.
Which you also love.
Which I love, with a marked Fairchild holder. And then this lovely bone taper that has a lovely little finial on the end of the taper.
So you've said lovely like five times.
It's
so
lovely.
Are any of these going to go for sale or are they just going to disappear into a drawer?
I think I have this Grishaber in the box.
So what is that answer?
That means that I might sell this one.
Okay.
But isn't that cute? That's adorable.
When do you ever use these?
Once in a while. I used one. There's a note on the door here, on this door, and I used one for that.
Really?
For the video room, yes. It says, open, come on in. But it's a beautiful pen. Really beautiful.
Okay.
Fairchild in the box.
He was giddy like a schoolboy.
Also
when he saw
picked
those.
Up a. I don't have it here because it's in the cellophane and that's crinkly. A very very hard to find Esterbrook desk pen.
Oh yeah, you were excited to see this.
And when I saw it, and sometimes you're in an antique store and you got your list and then there's always pressure, right? Because they're standing there by the door, and then you're inspecting it, but you feel like you're in a hurry, and So I just said, the price is right. It's in the box. It's in the cellophane. It's got a paper, original paper band around it.
Okay.
The price is right. I put it in the box. I get home. Not only is it that good in the box and the original cellophane, it's never been removed.
You don't have it.
I don't. Well, it's an R. Esterbrook and Company marked barrel, flat feed nib.
Okay. You always get so excited about the flat feeds. They never did anything for me.
They're great. Well, that, you know, this whole package, this means this pen is no later than 1942.
And this it means could be keeping it.
It could be earlier. Okay. Now, I would love to take it out because it could be, if it's ebonite, then it's a different situation altogether. But really super cool in the package.
Yeah.
Disc pen.
You were geeking out.
Yeah, and I've never seen one like that ever. I have the pen, but I've never seen one that complete in that minty.
Right.
So, okay. Yeah, I'm keeping that one. But there's a couple other pens. You know, we got some Parkers, 45. We got a nice little Waterman with a cute little flex nib.
An Esterbrook J. We spent like $250 in one place, and I don't even know what we got.
Yeah, I don't know how it ended up that high, but it was a few pieces.
I have the receipt.
Again, don't look at it. But there's some nice pieces, and you're right. It was good to go out and see some things we haven't seen. And
you
know, I tried to walk away with a vintage pen case, but
I got the
nope on that.
No, you can walk home. No.
Oh well, that was an option. I could Uber, train, bus.
No.
Anyway. Some of these pens will actually show up eventually, maybe the next pen show or something. But, you know, this guy here, if you're interested in it, let me know.
Yep. Very cool.
You know, this guy will go up for sale eventually. But it was a fun time. It took a couple days off. We actually took Monday off.
Yeah, it was nice.
So that's 2 days off we've had in the last week.
And then got a flat tire.
And then we got a flat tire.
in the middle of nowhere.
The pouring rain.
would not be a road trip if we didn't have some kind of car trip.
Yeah, and dented the wheel and, you know, all sorts of good stuff.
Yeah. But
on the way to the next antique mall.
Yeah.
So,
but we had a good time.
We had a good time. And speaking of events, at the end of the month.
Yes.
We're having a special event.
Wednesday, I believe it's the 26th. John Lane is from Coles of London, which distributes Visconti and ST DuPont, two of our favorite brands. John Lane is coming to visit for an event, which means we're going to Lombardi's.
Yes.
And you, the two of you love the French onion soup.
The French
soup
onion
there.
Soup in yes. the onion, yes.
But John Lane will be coming. We will have a Visconti and DuPont event, which will be really a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll bring some of the more expensive limited editions in the Visconti and the DuPont. So. It'll be, and he'll probably bring some lighters too. You never know.
Nice.
So, it'll be fun. We haven't seen John in, a couple of years, I think.
Yeah.
It's been a couple of years since pre-COVID, but.
I think Christmas of 2019, he was in Chicago.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds about right. So, anyway, that's coming up at the end of the month. Stay tuned for more details.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
we also have Anthony Vaccaro from Lamy is also coming to visit. I don't know if he's planning to just do a sales call or if he's planning to do an event.
Yeah.
We'll see if he can get to bring any of the cool new stuff so we can see it in advance.
Yeah, that's coming up in about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on in the store.
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned for more details on that. As it gets closer, we'll have hours and whatever.
Right.
Tell you what's going to be there. So thanks for joining us, and tune in next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Follow our blog for news, ink reviews, pen reviews, and upcoming events.
And make sure to check us out on social media as Anderson Pens.
Now, we do still have our store in Chicago. I know more and more people are emailing about that. The store is still currently closed while the hotel is still closed. But once it reopens, we will certainly let everybody know.
Yep. Make sure to like this video and subscribe to the channel, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.